guys, welcome back to Idiots Anonymous, the show where we tell you what not to do. I don't need to introduce you to my co-host because you should have already seen us in a few episodes. If you haven't, go and check those episodes out now.
Right now.
We're going to get the ball rolling with a little bit of an icebreaker today, a really quick one. And this is chat up lines that would have worked on you or have worked. Mm. Boys, I want to see what you got.
Chat up lines that would have worked on me.
Yeah.
Hi.
Or that have worked.
Hello. Brief.
What's worked for you though?
I don't use chat lines. I just have conversations.
So how do you go Riz up, man? Like, what's your step one?
Hi, how are you? My name's Omar. What's your name?
I feel like Omar's
every time.
Remove the smolder that you came in with.
Yeah. Now when I bring that in, it's dangerous. The smolder's dangerous, man. It's dangerous. No, but you just have a conversation.
Show them a cheeky eyebrow or two.
Yeah.
Raise your eyebrow a little bit here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's good.
Do the raise eyebrow
for free?
You started to do it though.
Nah, I did start.
It's contagious. Yeah. Even I'm doing it now. Bro, it's on this couch.
Now I'm self conscious, but I can feel them like just raising all the time now.
Fine, just put those bad boys down. Okay, it'll be alright.
Ez, what's yours?
Mine. I mean, I don't use pickup lines as well. But if I had to use pickup line, I'd go with something like. I'm here now. What's your other two wishes?
That was dope.
Marie, what would you say? Would that have worked on you?
No.
That's bro.
Okay.
Here we go again.
Me. First of all, in reality, I wouldn't use any Riz up lines. Mm. But what did I say to you when I in the club? What did I say?
I don't remember.
I think I remember. Do you know what? I think I remember saying. I've got two versions. I remember saying to your mind now. Something like straight.
That's a 365 days. Yeah. Hello.
I think I just said your mind now. That was it. But then, if I was to use it in a hypothetical reason, I'll say, "Can I follow you home? Because my mom told me to follow my dreams."
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's cheesy, right? I like it though. Can I follow you home? Because my mom told me to follow my dreams. Don't you like that one?
You said it a second time, cold, just for extra effect.
Should I say it to the camera? Should I say it to the camera?
Yeah,
can I follow you home? Because my mom told me to follow my dreams.
Yeah, and he's not on a register. It's not looking at my
phone. I know I can't. Do you know what? I just realized that does sound mad, doesn't it?
The second time,
because my mom told me to follow my dreams.
Yeah, but that's still.
Listen, but if we're in a club and I say that, we're in the age appropriate setting.
That's true.
It's even worse. I think that your mind now is even worse. Because that could either be a pickup line.
When I'm intoxicated on Ray, but when I'm intoxicated, when I'm on Ray, it just words come out, innit?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah,
but it could either be a pickup line or it could be the last words a serial killer says to you. It's like there's no in between. Do you know what I mean?
I got her anyway, so it's calm anyway. So it works.
That is true.
Yeah, so it works.
That is true. I've never been one for pickup lines, sir.
Yeah, literally.
I think I've got to test you in action. I think we've got to do it as an episode. We've got to test your Riz in action. Yeah.
What Riz? I ain't got none, man.
I'm a child of God, bro.
You're a child of God.
I'll speak to women, bro.
What's that?
Like that.
Type shit. What works for you guys, though? What's one that you've had that's particularly creative?
That's tough.
I feel like I haven't. Not that I can remember any that have worked on me, but. Apart from good answer.
Yeah, you know, I was just like away with the notepad, didn't it? I was like, yeah.
Let me think. Okay.
That's a great one. That's one of my favorites.
If I come up to you, right, we're acting it out. I found what you were missing. Say what?
What?
Me.
That's dead. Do you see what I'm saying? Listen, yeah. That's dead. Like, in comparison to mine, you're saying that's what works on you.
No, I'm just saying that's just one that I thought of. It's not one that works.
Wait, is that
me.
What you would say to a man or what?
It's
you think
just one
a man
that I thought
say?
Of. Just. Yeah.
I found what you're missing.
But it's fine. Mine's dead. So.
What? No. I thought that's. You know why I got a bit toxic? Because I thought that was what was said before. So.
Damn. You got need some of them pick up lines tonight.
No, I mean, none of them. You know, mine was the best one, didn't it? So
I liked it.
That's crazy.
I know you got some in the locker that some wild ones that have been said to you.
I've definitely had some wild ones said to me.
Some that can't be repeated right now.
Definitely 100%. Cannot.
Please, no, we'll cut out. For the sake of controversy, let's do it.
Fuck it, yeah, go on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. We're here now.
Just remember, I'm editing this week's.
Yeah. That shit stays in. Stay in there, baby.
Put me in, coach.
I'll tell you which one that I've actually used, and I'm very embarrassed.
You use pickup lines?
Oh. I've used this once in my life. Evolving.
For real? What the fuck?
Wow.
Am I a fish? Am I a fish?
Like no, Pokemon.
Not really.
We are in them times, you know. It's different times.
Bro, it's crazy. Living.
I want to hear it, though.
Women have rights, okay?
Wow, we went there.
Of course they do.
It was National
Happy
Women's
National
Day.
National Women's Day. Shout out all the women out there. Come on.
Yeah, Mother's Day tomorrow still.
So yeah. It's just national, nowhere else. You said happy.
Shout out all the
that's International Women's Day.
Oh, is it international?
Just national.
So shout out all the women in the world, not just the UK.
Is there International Men's Day, though?
No.
Yeah, no, whoa. No. You see that just there was very toxic. Why is there no International Men's Day?
That's the reason why we had to make a Women's Day.
No, I heard that, but we need a Men's Day. I know.
We have officially lost control.
Let's do this right now. So you say men don't deserve a day?
Y'all have every day.
No, every day.
Every day. I know better. Exactly.
But you man have just been simping and going out there. Listen, I want to know. All I'm saying is, we don't deserve a day. That's all.
Acknowledge the privilege that you have as a man over the privileges that we have.
I definitely acknowledge that, and I appreciate women, and I appreciate what they go through.
That's why you don't get a day.
But that's
why.
But hold on. But why don't we appreciate what men go?
We get our birthdays.
Our birthdays. Socks and boxes.
Have you?
Socks and boxes. Fuck cake
if
and candles.
You socks have and boxes. Ever seen a man with a cold? That is why you guys don't deserve a day. That's why.
Wow. What? Did you hear that? Do you see where the level gets to? We are not allowed to have a cold because it's seen
I'm
as weak.
I'm just enjoying watching this right now.
Oh my god, comprehension skills at zero.
No, the comprehension skills are there, but.
Man cold. You guys actually created a whole separate subcategory.
Women relate on things, like a lot of topics, a lot more than men do. So women can come together and feel united on certain topics.
So can men.
When it comes to, but women are more vocal.
So are men. But when we're vocal, we get called weak. So that's what we just keep our mouth shut. I'm telling you, that's what happens.
I'm going to sip my juice.
Like, we're willing to connect with other women.
But she's proving her point, because you man are not backing me up in this at all. You man are just sitting there.
This is what I mean.
And that's why there's no International Men's Day, because your men won't back you
so
up.
The man let me down. Alright, say no more. Happy International Women's Day. The man are sitting there with legs crossed and drinking. Sipping. Listen. The man are there.
I don't know what to say.
Wiping the steam from his ears, man.
It's mad.
Do you know what? Is what.
No, you left it, bro. You left it. When you had the time, you had to speak was now. Listen, and you didn't do it.
Bro, there's some battles that we don't win.
Bro, I'll accept that. We are still vocal. We are still
but what
need
would
to
we
be
do
heard.
With internet?
Yeah, men's health is just as important as women's health.
Men's mental health.
Fathers are needed.
I would agree.
Yeah, in the world as well, as much as mothers are needed. Yeah.
You get
so let me say that. Yeah, no, we don't get us. We get Father's Day boxes and socks. Listen.
I think it's
I'm talking about
and socks, not
boxes
international.
Stop buying Simon boxes and socks.
I like boxes and socks.
Stop it.
No,
I hope you kept the receipt.
No, it's just boxes and socks, isn't it? That's
no,
it.
Do you know what I do agree with? In all seriousness, I do agree with men's mental health is very important. Sometimes it's not taken as seriously.
Yeah, 100%.
Damn right.
A men's mental health day would perhaps be.
There is one.
And again, boxers and socks on that day as well. Yeah.
Listen, she didn't know there was one of those.
Listen,
days.
The reaction that you gave here, you said straight away, as soon as we mentioned men, you kissed your teeth. That is the natural reaction.
No.
International Women's Day is not based around
men.
Why men can't have their day. It's something.
No. Created. That's not what I was saying, though. What I was saying is that, is there a men's day? That was just a query. Second thing is, as soon as I said it, it was like, I wasn't taking it away from. We all acknowledge women.
But that's
the weather's pretty good today.
It's pretty decent, yeah.
No.
The point is, look at it this way. Let's say I come to you and I say, oh my God, I'm dying. I've got cancer.
Mm.
And you're like, what about all the people with flipping IBS?
Mm.
What about them people?
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, sorry for them people, but what about me?
Yeah, I get that.
Why would you bring a topic
but what I'm
up?
Saying, it was a query. I'm gonna state that again. Mm. But also, it's on the point of right now, in society, men are not really being heard on their mental health. It's not actually, it's actually a thing. Yeah. Mm. And that's why these guys have chosen to be quiet, because that's what men do. They do go quiet because they're afraid to speak their mind. I'm not. I'll say it as it's boxes and socks. You get me? No, I'm not a statistic. No, real talk. Yeah? And that's something we're experiencing. So I'm not taking away from women. Women deserve all the praise because they go through a lot. I've witnessed it. I know. Mm. Yeah. But we are still alive and we're still here and we still need to be a part of what's going on as well. That's all it is. That's all I'm saying. Mm. Yeah.
That's facts. I thought this is the only podcast we can go from pickup lines to mental health to Women's Awareness Day.
Civil war in the studio.
And on that point,
this is a thing that's actually in society. There is a war against women, men and women right now. Yeah. We do need to stick together. It's not just women united and men united. It's all of us united, right? Mm. So we all need to find a place where we can all talk and have these conversations without getting heated. That's why I can have this conversation with you guys.
Idiots.
But on the level, I feel like this war only really exists on Twitter.
No, like it's just on everywhere.
Social media.
It's everywhere.
Yeah?
It's everywhere. Yeah. And you know, from generation
to generation. Same extent, I've done it.
No, from generation to generation, it's getting worse.
But that's because we stay quiet, that's why.
I don't rate that, though. It's not a rating. I don't rate that. Yeah, because I don't. You might need to speak up. Speak up, say your chest.
No, because for me, the debate is different. I'm not going to comment on International Women's Day because I think that's great. That's fantastic. So if the debate is about men's mental health, then I will.
That's what it was. It went from that to men's mental health.
You still said it.
No. But then again, remember, it's a query I made. I just said on top of that,
your query is valid. Yeah. But I think what you've done perfectly exemplifies the whole point of Women's Day, because International Women's Day is a celebration of the achievements of women, of the inventions, the creators, the scientists, everyone who's been overlooked because of gender. Mm-hmm. So when we are talking about International Women's Day and then someone comes in and they're like, okay, but men, you, any other day, cool, but today,
it's not any other day though.
But
so let me,
this is why we need the day.
No, but I hear
this
it. I think is why I
it's not, it's not, it's not any other day because of what you just said. I get you.
Yeah.
But because of what you just said, men have learned to just be like, okay, let women have their
but
place.
But you've always been, you guys have always been.
We're not. The same we're not though. Now we're no, we're not. Right now, men, yeah, I go on my social media. Men are being
years
slated.
Of history says
especially
you have.
No, but no, it's not. You guys think that because of it's the base narrative.
Do you
but
know that women
talk,
up until the 70s could not have a low bank account?
I get the history. No, you
but
know
that's what I'm saying.
I understand the history. I understand the history. I get it. I understand it. But what I am saying is that because of that history and because of the agenda that is put out there, when I say agenda, I mean that lightly. Yeah. It's become a race that men. Guys, we're having a conversation. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Go on,
Mike. My bad.
Sorry.
My bad.
No, for editing purposes, it picks up on the mic, innit? So I'm just saying, yeah. I'm gonna stop anyway. Let me just carry on. Go on.
Okay, so let's move this train, guys. Let's spin this wheel.
Yeah.
Go on.
You guys, any preferences before I spin?
What am I meant to choose? What it's gonna land on?
Are you gonna land it where we want?
Get out of my pub.
Oh, that was fucking ass.
That was pretty. That was the worst spin we've had. You guys laughed at me.
That
I'm never sitting in this chair again.
I think you got to spin it a little bit around this way so the camera can.
Why is it falling over?
For real, we need International Will Day, bro. That's what we really need.
God damn!
Jesus Christ.
Fizz.
Ah, fuck it, we'll run it.
Okay. Let's get it.
I was going to say re-spin, but we move.
Okay. Name some of the scariest horror movies you've seen.
For me, Hereditary. I watched that shit. That shit scared the fuck out of me.
I don't remember what happened in that movie.
Nah, that movie was scary, bruv. In the first 10 minutes. It's the one where he takes his little sister to this party, right? This house party. Mm. And she has like an allergic reaction to peanuts.
Why are you laughing? What?
I don't know.
What a shocking horror movie.
No, okay, that's not the scary bit. So she has an allergic reaction to peanuts. He has to drive her to the hospital, but he's a bit drunk, yeah? And then the girl sticks her head out the window. She gets fucking head chopped off by a pole, yeah? And then the whole time, it's like this like cult. It turns out the family's in a cult and like they wanted her as the conduit for like this demon person, but because she died they had to take the brother instead. It's fucking scary, man. Like anytime you see a naked old lady in a horror movie, yeah, curtains, long day.
Naked old lady?
Yeah, naked old lady.
Wait a minute.
Wait, for research purposes, what's this movie called again? Just a research, isn't it? Exactly. Hereditary, yeah, I'm a download yeah. that.
That's not horror movie for you, that's a porno.
It's on up. Yeah,
that's what Emma was watching in his hotel room, bro. Forget Babe Station.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That movie's scary though, man.
Do you know, I don't really find horror movies scary though. I find them. I like watching them with people that get scared and I just find it funny.
I feel like I found them scarier when I was younger. The one that scared me the most, what's the one where the woman comes out of the TV?
Yeah, the ring. Ring.
Yeah, that one. I was terrified.
Simon, what about
but
you?
Now, not so much.
I don't watch scary movies. I'm a lover of Jesus Christ. No, seriously, I don't watch scary movies. I'm a lover of Jesus Christ. I don't want them things in my spirit. So, really and truly, if there's a scary movie and I leave, but I'm weak when it comes to it. Paranormal Activity scared me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I tell you what scares me the most. Old ladies. Like, you see, like, same thing. So, like, old ladies scare me. Like, if he was in a setting like a country house with an old lady and she's there, we're there by herself, I'm shook. I'm not going to be there.
Just say my name like, three times. I'll sort everything out. Don't worry, bro.
You'd think that Simon, you'd be walking past old white ladies, they'd be holding their purse tighter more times. Simon's looking at them like...
For both sides, that's actually trauma. See what I'm saying? So for that reason, there's trauma. And then for that, the other reason, there's trauma as well. So for, it's double-sided, isn't it?
Double trauma.
So I just keep away from them, innit? It's just what it is.
We see Simon on BBC. Young man tums old white lady on the street.
I think an old white lady, sorry to say, but she's the first reason that gave me trauma from young, innit? You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I remember her name was Miss Haggerty and she gave me trauma. So from then, I always remember her still.
More of the teachers.
See, school life is peak.
Bro, that brand from year one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
What's yours? What's yours?
It's between a film called Buried Alive. Mm. So this woman who, she's buried alive, I think, by her husband. I watched it years ago. And to this day, fear of tight enclosed spaces. And every time I go to cemeteries, I just think, what if someone is under here just banging on there trying to get out and you that just don't know? And the other one is, I don't know, it was something to do with Silent, but it was about this doll that would cut off people's tongues when they screamed.
Who is this? Basically,
what?
This guy inherited this doll.
Wait, what's it called, sorry?
I can't remember.
Silent
something. A silent scream or something like that. It's along those lines. We'll tag it there. But this doll cuts off people's tongues when they scream, and then it ends up being some whole conspiracy where it's like the dad who owns like all of this property and has all of these millions has given his inheritance to the son, but he's got a young hot wife and she's trying to get the inheritance, so she like plots all this nonsense. But yeah, it's tapped. It's just scary.
Dumb.
And it's a ventriloquist dummy as well.
Are you holding your pillow because you're shook right now? Or you're just thinking about what's good.
Scared, bro.
But you say that every time you leave my house. Every time I watch a horror movie.
And then I actually sleep better in the end. It's just the car journey home where I'm always checking my mirror because I'm scared of in the back.
One day someone actually needs to get in the car while it's not looking and then just...
That would scare the fuck out of me.
I'll get my belly.
I'm always afraid of that, even now. And I don't watch scary movies. So, I'm always looking in my wing mirror. And
literally. Like, no, the end of the car.
Why is there a car behind me?
Literally, it could be lights.
Why is there lights in London?
Do you know what's actually more scary? It's when you're driving through country roads. You know them country roads with the high hedges? Yeah.
I hate that shit. Oh my God.
So I was driving through one the other day, and then I said to my brethren, I was like, imagine a woman was standing in the middle of the road with her hair down. What would you do? Why did I say that scenario? Because I was shook the rest of the way.
Country roads are crazy. I remember because I learned to drive up north.
Okay.
And I learned to drive in Leeds initially. There's loads of country roads like around there.
How did that go for you?
Pretty good, man.
You passed, yeah?
Learned to drive.
So anyway. Let's just say I know how to drive, innit? That's all.
Oh, okay. One of them guys.
I know how to drive, but I just say you've got a license, innit?
Yeah, but I'm not capping.
You're one of them. Where's my
whip? On the fucking streets of South London in the whip.
Wow.
Where's your whip?
Don't worry about that, sweetheart.
Omar pulls up on his e-scooter.
Yeah, I've got a bicycle.
Wait, I just pictured Omar in Heelys.
In Heelys?
No, oh my God. I used to have Heelys. Oh my God. That shit used to slap.
Oh my God.
Come and get matching Heelys, guys. He's done.
Yes.
He's
branded. Like, idiot synonymous Heelys.
I'm going to bust my back neck if I do that, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Should we spin again?
Yeah, let's go for
again.
It.
Again, I'm trying to knock myself out this time.
Not the Heelys, man.
Life and goals.
You spin different.
Very different.
What is the world broken? Or?
It's a no, it's
not. She's broken.
What do you mean? I spin different from the first time. Or it's been different to you guys.
Okay,
just to how it should be done.
He is on International Women's Day as well. Imagine.
Oh, don't bring it back up again.
Okay, no.
Exactly.
It's just a normal Saturday now.
Yeah. They don't know what's coming out. Okay?
It's done. It's
Mother's Day tomorrow, though.
I don't want to get sued off by Simon again, please.
All right.
Someone's gonna
what was?
He's gonna come over.
Guys.
Sorry. Go on.
All right. What was your dumbest injury?
My teacher broke my finger in school.
No way.
What?
Yeah.
How?
She shot in a window during PE, and I was fine with it because I hate sports. Literally, okay. And it, part of it. Oh no.
I thought you had a dumber one though.
I wrote this question
with you in mind.
I was the kid that they used in the examples for not swinging on your chair because I ripped my top lip, no, my bottom lip off my face.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They constructed that well then, mate. No, seriously. If you had what happened? Oh no, because wait, there's no scar, nothing. That's sick.
Oh, that is actually. And you know what's worse? No, it wasn't funny. Even the embarrassment. It wasn't the pain. It was the look my mother gave me when I got home. She was gonna beat my ass.
But it wasn't your fault.
Huh?
It wasn't your fault.
It definitely was my fault.
Oh, shame.
I tried. That's why you need Mr. Kamali to come in and tell us.
Hey! Well, you remember his name as well. That's crazy.
It feels like Miss Kamali taught me, mate. Honestly,
I watched that clip last night. Kamali,
what about you guys?
Kamali,
injuries? Anyone?
Dumbest injury?
I haven't had any mad. I've never broken anything or anything.
You did really? That cup of coffee, maybe.
Oh, that was a pretty bad injury. Yeah.
I feel like Fatima, you know, she made it even.
Coffee was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I've fallen over at the playground on my face a few times.
That's normal.
Yeah, but as a child, that's normal.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, yeah,
fine. Okay, that's not really an
injury,
though,
yeah.
When...
Is it really funny if you don't laugh yourself first?
Exactly.
Facts.
I don't even know how to explain this story. Okay, I had gone to the toilet... This was when I was younger, okay?
I can relate.
Smallest bladder in London.
Came out of the toilet, and I don't know why, but you know sometimes when you, like, you have to, like, big yourself up, and you're just like, yeah, I look good. And I must have gone like this, walking out of the toilet, got my finger stuck in the door because I had put my arms up and split the tip of my finger in half. Just because I was a bit of a drama queen and just did random stuff like that.
Was that the story you told me?
Like, how much of it was split? Like, how far?
You can see the scar. From here.
Wow.
I can't see shit.
The tip of my finger literally split in half. My nail came off and everything.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love the showbiz, though. I love the showbiz.
You look like a pop star. You look like a pop star.
In my head, I was Hannah Montana, so... I just lived
so
my
we
life.
Got the bet.
Exactly.
Fuck all that.
Wow. That's peak, man.
You missed that part of the story out, you know? Because the one with your dad.
Huh?
Was that the one you said you was with your dad? And your dad had to...
Yeah, I was with my dad. I'm pretty sure it was around Valentine's Day.
Mad.
And we were out having, like, breakfast with, like, the whole family.
Breakfast.
And then you've ruined everything by splitting your finger open.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'd say for you as well, the amount of times you've gotten drunk and we've had to call an ambulance.
I injure myself all the time when drunk.
No, but like from drinking.
What do you mean? As in you,
the injury got so drunk that
was drinking.
Yes.
Injury was
girl was waking up with 1H EKG stickers on her, signing her ambulance form.
Wow,
intoxicated. What was it you told the paramedic? She was like, keep this, I'm gonna be famous one day.
And
she woke up the next morning, didn't have a clue.
Wow,
no clue.
I'm actually not surprised.
We went to go see Young Bane. We were in there for 5 minutes.
We didn't
minutes.
Even see Young Bane. We didn't get to that point.
Wow.
We got in, she got escorted out by security.
No, but I poor like man. How all your injuries are showbiz related.
Right?
I like that for you.
There you go.
You have some cold injuries, I can't lie.
I'm a star.
I feel like everyone gets injured when they're a little drunk, though. Like, you're a funny drunk. You're a funny drunk. You're a funny drunk.
I fell on my ass and landed on the underground.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking about when I wrote that question.
What was it? My friends were saying that I was smiling on the tube, but I just had blood in my teeth. I didn't even know.
One serial killer, bro. Yeah. Oh man.
I haven't got injured whilst I'm drunk though.
No, never.
Mm-mm. I shout. You know this. You guys all know this. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't.
Have you injured anyone else while you're drunk? Sassy.
Not that I know of, no. No, I haven't.
Oh, I've been injured when I'm drunk. Wait. My fucking eyebrow.
Sassy?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. You injured her.
That's why I said, have you injured anyone else?
Who the fuck is Sassy?
One of our friends. Tashana fell on her and broke her ankle.
Oh. In the club.
Oh, you told me about this.
Oh, yeah.
I saw there was a video of that just before it happened.
And there's the picture of that, her ankle, and it fucking looks like one big bulge, like a fucking oversized mosquito bit.
Did she still party?
Yeah.
Mad.
Oh my god.
It was only the next day. My ankle was so swollen. We were like, you need to go to the hospital. She was like, no, guys, it's fine.
She only realized.
Oh, what a G, bro.
Damn, that's crazy. I've got my permanent eyebrow scar from my drunken injury.
Mm.
Yeah, I got punched in the eyebrow.
I was going to say, wasn't that a scrap?
I feel I've seen that video. This is when my sister said you look like a lesbian TikTok star.
No, that was the eyebrow slit. Like, the actual one.
That was intentional. Okay.
This was an accident.
If you can zoom in onto my eyebrow right there, you might see the permanent slit. But yeah, I got punched in the eyebrow.
Was it deserved?
Yes and no. Yes, because... Yeah, like, okay, it was a scrap. Like, it was scrapping. But no, because it was a one-on-one and then two of them came out of nowhere and then boom, and then hit me. We should have seen the other guys there.
Yeah. You know, in the last episode, we talked about exaggerating the story of facts. Yeah. That could have been the case, but it's not. But I'm not saying it is.
Because I was seeing double. I was swinging at the air and he was like...
Do you know how embarrassing that must be? Like like the Call of Duty game. Like, you know when you see the other guy that doesn't know how to play and he's shooting in the air. That's like,
I'm sure I've got like a picture or a video. So if I do, I'll put it on. But it was just bare blood everywhere.
I remember you sent me a snap of that. Yeah,
and I'll send everyone stuff. I was like, what the fuck? I was so drunk. Boys, look at me.
There's literally blood.
There's just blood everywhere. Down like, all down my jacket everywhere. Don't recommend.
Yeah.
Don't get drunk, kids.
Just trying to defend someone's honor, and that's what happens, bro.
Hey, well, that is exactly why that happened.
Because it just takes that, you know. It just takes that one moment, and it's just like, yeah.
What was that? I was with my ex, and you know what you did.
You
know what you did.
And separately to that, fuck you, bitch.
Zoom into that as well.
You're an instigator. What are you so excited for?
Oh, man. I love it. I'm not commenting on that. But no, it was because she said someone had touched her when in reality they hadn't. And so I went to scrap for no reason, basically.
Do you know how embarrassing that is?
It is quite amazing. I don't know if she was lying or if she was just that drunk that she just completely misunderstood the situation.
Mm.
But it was, I went to scrap for that reason. And it turns out nothing even fucking happened because then her mate comes up to me and says, no, he didn't, by the way. Wow. I'm like, thanks. No.
Well, it's 2 litres of blood in his
that's absolutely fine. Yeah, cool, great. So yeah, that was the situation.
You've got a Streets of Rage situation for no reason, bro. That's what
happens. Amen. Amen. What you learn, man? Shit.
We move, man.
Yeah. Anyway, let's keep going. Yeah. Fuck it.
Now, why the world? Has anyone got the
spin that? Let's go.
Let's go.
That was a good spin.
That was a good spin.
Proudy.
Hypotheticals.
Ooh.
That's what you're
saying. Is that us?
It is.
Okay.
Omar, can you spell hypotheticals?
HYPOTHET. ICALS.
Yes, bad man.
Listen, I'm a fucking scholarship boy. Respect me, yeah?
Yeah. Tell them, in what? Computer science. Bad man.
Artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
And
tell them where you're from.
I got that scholarship.
And tell them where you're from.
South fucking blood clot London.
That's right. Peckham, and you graduated. Come on, you know. Did you wear the hat?
He didn't graduate.
I didn't go uni, bro.
He's a graduate. He's
got a certificate. All right, so let's carry on with that.
You've got a license and no car.
That's what I was going to say, yeah, exactly.
Actually, the other way around.
It's okay. Allegedly.
Let me have your car.
Bro, that was up north, bro. Oh. That was back in the day.
I didn't even know you had a car.
For a little bit, yeah.
What car was it? Then, don't tell me it was the E-class.
You got one series.
I
got one series. Series.
When I was in Sheffield.
For no reason.
Man like, Rod Wave.
Collecting dust now.
Man like Rod Wave.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. That makes sense. I was going to say.
I want to drive out a license in London. That's flames, man.
It's flames,
but Sheffield was calm.
Man like Rod Wave.
We're going to cut that out, actually. I just incriminated myself.
You incriminated yourself bare times already.
No, allegedly, it was Zoma. It was Zoma.
I would never do some shit like that.
Imagine County Lines.
But that Zoma guy, I don't know what happened. He just went, everything just went left for him. It was really weird.
Yeah,
so much crime, so much darkness. Anyway,
okay. If you could be the opposite gender for 24 hours, what are you doing?
I'm fucking... Sorry.
Whoa! Well, so you're saying getting doggied? Is that what you're telling me? You're getting doggied? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm fucking a girl.
No, but you said the opposite gender. So you're already a male.
Girl, yeah, I'd fuck another girl as a girl just to see what it feels like.
What? You know what it feels like, bro.
Oh, he wants to be the arts and crafts.
No, but honestly, I want to do some arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Arts and crafts.
Some scissoring. Yeah, scissors.
Some scissoring.
Maybe to see what that feels like.
Oh my God, yeah, I'm done.
That's definitely what I meant when I said that. It's definitely what I
meant. Omar's getting raw dogged, so we know that now.
Man said he wants to.
No, Paul's wife, like wife.
Wife for that.
Me, what would I do?
Slew them.
What would I do if I was... I feel like I know mine, Omar and Simon's answers are all going to be like along the same.
God, tell me that. I want to know.
I would just want to know what, well, I say like I don't already know. I just want to know what it's like to have boobs. Not these kind of boobs.
Do you know what? It's funny. Like, I did think that. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it.
I think I'd jiggle them.
The only thing I'll do is jiggle my boobs.
Oh my God. Do you know what I'm trying to do? You know that thing when you jump and your ass claps?
No, but that will frustrate
me. That's lit, bro. That's so lit.
No, but I think
if you have applause.
Yeah. No, but I'll.
You said you tried to do it.
Facts.
You said you tried to do it.
No, I said I'd learned to do it.
Oh, I thought you said I tried, like I learned.
No,
but that will frustrate me. No, but that will frustrate me. What else could we do? Mental wise.
Write a book, go for a picnic, you know. No, I just play
my boobs.
You
have to fucking do my hair?
You know what?
I'm fucking.
No, know how to braid. We could do that anyway. I tried to do that.
Yeah,
I
know how to braid.
Yeah, men can also braid. It's not a woman or man thing.
And it's only 24 hours. Let's be right. I've only got one chance. Like,
so you know he's going Ice Spice with it. He's doing the magic.
He's
going to
be exactly in Ice Spice's videos, just twerking in the back, learning his house.
See, I don't like. This sounds really bad when it comes out of your mouth. It sounds a little bit crazy. You're not wrong though.
Let's flip the question. What would you guys do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on.
First thing I would do as a man.
You play with your dicks, all right? Don't lie.
Because I think women's perception of that is that they look weird. So,
I feel like there's a lot of girl, there's a lot of women out there who would want to just, if they were just a man for 24 hours, they'd want to know what like.
I agree.
Like, you touch it, yeah.
There's not enough.
You
like,
say that
curiosity.
Once it gets hard.
I wonder what it feels like to be a man.
Hey, I'm just saying.
But that's what I'm saying. The amount of girls that ask me that question, like, oh, what's it like to have a dick? Oh, like, what does sex feel like for you? And it's like hard to answer.
No,
and
I just wonder what it feels like to pee.
Nothing else.
Or to pee.
There's no enough pee.
Girls ask me what it's like to pee with a boner.
What?
Girls ask me what it's like to pee with a boner.
That's mad in general. That's hard. That's really hard. It's difficult still. Aim is got.
It feels mad.
It's so uncomfortable.
You know when you've just had sex, it feels allegedly. It feels mad.
Sex pee. The sex pee is worse. It's worse.
It's hard to get out. And
sex
feels, man. It feels stiff somehow.
What? You're peeing with a boner.
You can't have sex and want to pee at the same time. It's crazy, definitely not a thing.
Shana's having a meltdown, by the way.
You have to like.
It's horrible.
You got to stand like at an angle and shit.
It's horrible. Yeah, you.
It takes effort.
It takes a lot of effort, and
you're gripping it.
And if you're in the moment and you have to pee, it's like, yo, I have to pee because it might spoil the bus. You know what I mean? So you have to like.
But it's not a whole military operation.
It's a military operation. I have to go now. Yeah, it's like I have to go now because if I go now, I don't want to spoil the bus because the bus is the mad thing. We only get one, you know. So like, it has to be the mad thing.
Yeah. Can we spin the wheel?
Yes, spin the wheel.
Also, have you guys ever seen?
That's another thing. Periods, yeah. That
absolutely
is
not.
Periods. That's the one I don't want to do.
I'm good, man.
I don't want to experience that one.
Have you guys seen the Scooby Doo movie? The one where they go to Spooky Island.
Yeah.
Isn't that scene with Fred where he's like, I can look at myself naked where they switch bodies?
Yeah.
That's literally all I'm thinking about right now.
I'm 100% playing. Can you stop assaulting that
one? I know, Wesley, I'm sorry.
Fucking hell.
Slapped up.
Yeah, the second round, the third spin was good, actually.
Sensational.
Conspiracy. Conspiracies.
Conspiracies. Is that near us? That is.
That is near you, bro.
Yeah, sir. Oh, I think this is a new question. Sorry.
What was it?
Ronaldo with the microphone.
For real.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Describe what a person who believes in conspiracy theories would look like stereotypically.
Wait.
No, stereotypically. No, stereotypically.
You were literally dead in my eyes.
That's crazy, bro.
Wait, no. I wasn't even saying it like that. No, I just
stereotypically.
I've got an idea. Go on.
I think he's got. You know them guys that are like that have a mullet, but they're bald at the top, like just at the top, but then they've got the hair that goes down like that.
The rat
like,
tail.
Yeah, no, but like all around, and it's grey long hair. Like they got grey hair.
They wear white Birkenstocks.
Yeah, Birkenstocks. Yes,
combat trousers.
They're either very skinny or very fat. Yeah. And they're wearing just a tank top that used to be white but is now grey with sweat. And they've just got their pants around their ankles 24/7.
That's actually the perfect description. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So yeah, that's actually it.
That's what I see.
And combat trousers.
I could see combat trousers.
Mm. Yeah,
and they're just
high top feelers.
Yes,
high top feelers.
They're not even in fashion anymore.
Birkenstocks without socks.
Yes,
without socks. It's just barely.
And their toes are disgusting. They're like yellow, fucking chip. All of that.
And they're greasy.
But also they got the flaky skin.
Yes,
they got dandruff on their toes.
Yes,
stubble, nasty, like sweaty, like patchy skin.
His name's Tim.
No social skills.
His name's Tim.
Tim.
But I feel like he'd be a redneck as well, though.
Okay, so his name's not Tim.
No, he might be from Florida.
Florida.
That makes sense.
Shout Florida. Florida, though.
But for some reason...
Shout
Florida.
Quick little side note. Now there's this thing you can do. I think I told you a lot about this. You can literally Google Florida man and any date of the year ever, and some mad shit will just come up.
I love that. Can we do today?
I don't have my phone.
Okay, we'll have our off-camera team take a look and come back.
Okay, cool. We'll have a look. What was today?
Sorry, back on track.
I like it though. Go off topic sometimes.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Yeah. What do you think an English conspiracy theorist would look like though? Because I feel like that's a very Americanized.
I think we just described them though.
I feel like it's American.
No, but okay. Instead of having Birkenstocks, they'll have like Dr. Martens or something like that.
Yeah, I can see Dr. Martens.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Dr. Martens.
And they have like the windbreaker on. You know, the windbreaker. Sports World. The ones from Sports World. Umbro. You know what I mean? Yeah, Umbro.
We got to be careful with this one because we've had a lot of comments back on our Flat Earth videos about the fucking... They want to
tell us to send the picture in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be fair, they don't ask us to send it.
What do you look like?
Exactly. What do you look like?
Take a selfie.
Take a selfie right now.
Take a selfie. Exactly. I don't know, British. Oh, I don't know. God, they'd have bad teeth.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No dental plan. That's NHS, no
problem. I can guarantee you they're probably in a higher tax bracket. Because it's always the ones who make more money that believe in the weirdest shit.
Yeah, because they're computer programmers or something like that. Yeah. Just, that's it. Yeah.
I work with a lot of computer programmers, so I'm not going to comment on
How is that for
friendly
you?
Fight. What, working with computer programmers? Mm. I'm a guy who can get along with anyone.
At time.
Sorry?
No, but what is it like for you personally? I know you can get along with people personally, but is it different to...
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, I mean, the thing about computer programmers is I think it's one of the most accurate stereotypes out there. And I think it's so accurate that they're aware of it, and they'll even say stuff like, oh, I'm just a typical programmer and stuff.
Do you know what? I feel like that's why... Because that's what I was going to get into. So I met a lot of people in that industry. I feel like the universe knew I did not fit that stereotype.
God, you don't belong here.
Nah, yeah, but for 100k a year, I'll fit into that stereotype. I'll roll with man. That's it.
Junior programmers are getting paid 80 bags a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll roll with man. That's it. We'll go pop. We'll do the thing. You know what I'm saying? I'll roll with man. 100k.
You wouldn't have no fun.
Good, yeah.
You wouldn't have no fun.
No fun.
I think
it's cool, man. We'll talk to Tim.
Oh my gosh.
Should we spin that wheel again?
Let's do it.
That was a good spin.
It was. Ooh, I think the base is
hypotheticals. We've had that before, haven't we?
Yeah,
we have. Yeah.
Shall we go again?
Yeah, we'll do another one. Go on.
Conspiracies. Again.
Yeah, we've had that. Wildcard.
Movies and TV.
Let's go. You're up.
Put me in, coach.
Man, like,
does it sound like I've got?
What's she
doing? Simon's gonna start running. Careful now.
She's making me squeaky. She's making me squeaky.
Shout out certain people.
Alright, cool.
Making me squeaky.
Mm-mm. Ice Spice.
Ooh.
Why did Omar look at him like he was calling you? He's having an identity crisis, guys.
Yeah, low key, man.
Oh, like Rod Wave.
Hopping broke so many times. Just a side note, I actually met Luke Stevens the other day, and he doesn't look like the type of guy to be calling you Rod Wave.
That's my guy, honestly. Man. Shout out Luke Stevens. Mate. Fuck you, but shout out you, bro.
He's got fucking long hair.
It's very accurate, though, man. With that. It is accurate.
What, Rod Wave?
Yeah, 100%.
I think the trim makes it make me a little bit Rod Wavey.
100%. Rod Wave of computer programmers.
that's a sophisticated man, right?
For real. 100K.
Cool. What side character would you be across any media? Side character.
What side piece would you be?
Across any media.
I ain't being Robin.
I was just about to say that, you know.
Do you know who you would want to be Robin?
You give me Krunk vibes. You'd be the Krunk. Yeah.
I will take that happily, though. I love Krunk.
Right, the bison.
I'll be Krunk any day, fam. He's got daddy issues, but that's okay.
So do you.
Oh, guys.
He just wants a thumbs up from his dad.
Please, dad.
Sad character.
I feel like you were going to say something.
Will you be Martin Lawrence from Bad Boys 2?
Say again?
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence?
Yeah. You're not Will Smith, you're Martin Lawrence.
I can see that.
Mm? Wait, who, for me?
Yeah.
Nah, it's just giving Donkey from Shrek.
Yeah, wow.
It's his favourite movie.
That's a fucking compliment, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Krunk and Donkey.
Yes, I know.
I'll take that.
Don't even hang your
left. That was Air Jordan right there. That's what you think.
I'm going to cut it out to make it seem like
No, don't. No, keep it. I like it.
Just so you know. I'm
just going to put a pause.
Inside cricket sounds.
God damn.
That was long, though. You was up there.
Yeah, fuck. I was just like...
Michael Jordan was hanging in the air. I was Sam Dunk.
I was bird watching, fam.
What about you, Rui?
Side character. Trying to think of side characters now. I don't know.
It's no one thinks about side character.
Exactly.
That's been character energy right there. I'm trying to think.
Velma.
Yeah.
Velma.
Yeah.
We're cooking with this one. There's
not really a main character. They're all main characters, so she wouldn't really be a side
but
character.
Yeah, she's Scooby-Doo is like the titular character. Did I say that right?
I was going to say Catwoman.
You'd be Catwoman.
No, not me. No.
You'd make a great Catwoman.
Like a fitness suit. Yeah. Cheeks will be popping.
Oh my god.
God damn.
Fit in that leather suit. It's a bad thing.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been doing leg day, that. Glute day.
Next time you buy talcum powder, just look at him twice and just make sure. Maybe like Ross from the episode of Friends, he has a leather shirt.
No, I was saying you'd be Catwoman, not me.
No, I think
I like the Halle Berry movie. I thought that shit slapped. No hate.
The Halle Berry movie.
Fucking like, sorry.
That movie was shit, man.
Shut your damn mouth.
That movie was dead.
What, Swordfish?
Isn't that the one? No.
We're talking about Catwoman. What the fuck?
What's your
You know, you see Swordfish?
No, what the fuck is that?
Swordfish gets slapped. What is he? He's matting. Anyway, carry on. Yeah.
Damn, I need to Google that.
Catwoman. Halle Berry is getting slapped in Swordfish. She's a matting.
Oh, it's a Halle Berry movie.
Yeah. I see it.
Okay.
You remind me of Angela from Why Did I Get Married? I don't know if you've seen it.
I think so.
Yeah, the one where she's like, boom. That's you.
Yeah, boom goes the wheel again.
It's
because the bass isn't wide enough. That's why we need to. I think Simon will be Frozen.
Oh, mate. No, I accept it. Yeah, my head shape. All right, calm down.
Nah, do you know what?
I was projecting and deflecting all at the same time.
And you know what? It's so accurate because that fight they have in the movie where he's the wife is like, that's the best you gonna get. Yeah, that's it. That's really what you're arguing.
Yeah, it's true. We ain't argued yet. We have discussions. We have communication.
Open dialogue.
Open dialogue. It's very healthy.
That's some bullshit, man.
No, it's not. I swear.
Listen,
no, it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true.
Anyway, let's spin this wheel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking
hell.
Girl.
Nah. I listen.
Do better.
Rich, it's in the rich loop, yeah.
Even the arrow on the wheel is upside down. That's how much people.
Wild card!
Wild card!
Oh, I'm so glad it's on your side of the table.
Sweat on. Oh, it is. Tops.
They about to have a discussion right now. They about to have a
dialogue right now. It's open dialogue, communication, guys.
Oh my god, that's a lot of writing. Name these first date faux pas.
So this one is going to be where you guys are going to have to try and guess the first date faux pas that we've listed based on how common they are or how popular they are. Mm. So if you guys can hit, I think we've got 7.
Yeah. So we have to rank them.
Basically, name the most popular. So if you've ever heard of like Family Fortune, where it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to come up with the 7 most common first date faux pas.
Okay, so we just start.
You guys go between yourselves. This one's for the boys.
Mm. Right. I think. So we said we're doing out of 7, right?
7. Yeah.
7 total.
So the top 7 most popular first date no-nos.
No-nos. I think, do we think...
I feel too far away from you guys.
Split the bill.
That's what I was going to say. Pay in the bill.
What's that, number one?
No.
Where is it?
We have to rank. Do we have to rank them?
No, you don't have to rank them in order. But you have to
definitely top 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say. And I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Not fucking murdering your date.
Murdering your date, bro. You just said to me earlier about like the psycho vibes, and you're going straight to murdering dates. Sweet, bro. You
definitely a football.
The U series.
Excited guy, bro. You should.
And start to say you with this.
I mean, that's like the bare minimum. But okay.
No, we're
that's
not going.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, really? That's 14. That's like that's low.
Okay.
That's
right. There's only 7, and that is not one of them.
What about
what about your ex?
Yeah.
Being late.
Mm.
Being late. Yeah, no, run that one. Yeah, them two. So we got being late.
Being late.
Talk about your ex. Splitting the bill.
Splitting the bill.
Mm-hmm. International Women's Day. Yeah, carry on.
This episode is definitely themed around that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
getting
a little special, isn't it? Splitting the bill.
What else?
Why don't you check to see if the ones that you said are on the list?
Slurping your pasta. Don't eat pasta on the first day.
Never like the baddest pasta.
Fredo, shout out Fredo. Yeah, shout never feed him.
What's
in
this guy's cup? What's he drinking?
No?
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out what's going on over here.
I'll just go on mute again.
Okay.
I think slurping's too specific.
I've been on the phone too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no phones. Yeah, no phones.
I've been in the moment.
Do you guys want to check that the ones that you've said are on the list?
Are they?
No, not yet. No, we didn't come up with 7.
No, are the ones that we have so far on the list.
How many have you got?
We've got 4. We've got 5.
Split the bill.
Yeah.
No, we've got 4. Splitting the bill, talking about your...
Okay, wait. Splitting the bill? No.
Oh. Okay. So, talking about your ex.
But then... No.
What about running late? Running late?
I love these new gen women. I'm going to start going 50-50 then. Say no more.
Running late?
Say no more, bro.
You speak Dutch?
And you said, talking about your ex. Talking about other girls.
No.
Talk about what? Your vows?
Moving other girls on a date.
No.
Did you just
lifting other girls on a date?
Vows?
Chant other girls.
Why are you lifting other girls on a date?
No, I would never do that. I'm just saying.
I don't believe you.
What did I do?
Lifting other girls on dates.
I don't even remember what scenario you're talking about.
Wow.
I mean, bro,
that's crazy.
I categorically deny these accusations.
That was that one time he lifts like 5 girls while he's on a date with another girl. That was crazy.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that was a crazy. What tongues? Wow. I couldn't believe it, bro. I was like, raw.
What tongues?
Tongues, like, and I'm like, you've just met these women.
What, in the club?
They could be filthy.
Wow.
Like, this is insane.
In the club. You was that guy with the music. You know what? It's worse when the music's blaring and your lips in the girl in the club.
And it was music as well. That's the worst thing.
That's what I'm saying. It was zoned out. Lips in.
What can I say?
Okay, anyway, you got one.
Sorry.
What's the one that we got?
Close. You said thinking about your ex.
No, speaking about
Speaking
about
No, I'm saying, sorry.
Your thoughts can't be
exactly. Thought police.
It was talking about your ex is one of
them. Yeah, 100. I agree.
That's what you fucking said?
Yeah, that's why I've clarified what you said so I can
That's
answer.
A complete no-no in
so
general.
So being late,
late
isn't one?
No, none of the others
yes,
said.
Yes.
It is one.
But what if the woman's late? Is that a no-no?
Can I flip it?
What? This what is the thing for both genders. It doesn't
it's
have
not
to
gender.
Oh, okay.
Not
so what? A late is general. Okay.
In general. Okay. That's why it's the 50-50. Yeah.
Running late.
Running late.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it depends what kind of day you're on. I think if you're rude to like people that are serving you,
yes,
rude to staff,
big one. That's a big
pisses
one.
Pisses me off, bro.
Yeah, that's really it's embarrassing.
Not on the list, though.
No. Okay.
No. Oh wow.
I'll go myself. It's fine.
What about like being being well present, like being presentable, like
no dirty Air Force Ones in the day.
Yeah, like don't.
Oh, bro, if you're coming on a date with dirty,
like no good dress sense.
It's happened.
It kind of
it's
happened. Yeah. It's happened. Okay, so bad hygiene.
Yeah. Bad hygiene. Okay, yeah.
BO and all that. Don't come with that.
You're currently on three. You got three.
Fucking hell. This is hard. What was it? We got four.
Yeah. So thinking about your ex. Talking about your ex. Sorry. Mm. Running late.
You got something to say there, Rick?
No. Bad hygiene.
Being on your phone too much.
No, that wasn't one. Yeah, I don't think it was. Was it?
No.
Oh, man. That's just boys, I'm struggling, man.
You got three more left.
Are we okay, bad at dates? Let me think.
We're just bad at dates.
No, this means we're good at dates because we don't understand what makes
sense. Yeah, true, true.
Because we're so good at dates that it doesn't happen. Too good,
bro. Doesn't happen still. Yeah. Can't relate.
Back me up, dude.
What? I'm so confused.
Jeez, man.
I'll go on a date with you, sorry.
My bro.
Wait.
No, I was saying we're so good at dates that this doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
What about like not speaking on a date, like being bored, lying about your height?
Why would you lie about your height on a date?
No, as in like that's if you, before you meet up.
Lying about your height.
So what you're saying, you're sitting down and saying, babes, I'm 6'2" and just
you're texting each other. Yeah, you probably never met. You're like, yeah, I'm 6 foot, and then you more time you're 5 foot.
You know you can tell when you're sitting down that you're not tall, innit?
No,
yeah, but
actually,
I'm saying that's
because you can be the same height but have a longer torso or longer legs.
Oh yeah, it's true.
So people, yeah.
But that's
can't
facts.
Tell.
Yeah, facts. That's true. That's very true. That's very true. So you tell me you lied.
I say being boring.
No,
is that one? No,
being bored.
Boring. I feel like I've gone on dates with people that are boring. I'm good at. I can make it not boring, and I can just.
With the rose you gave us earlier today, are you sure?
hey, fuck you.
No, I'm on.
Yeah, cutting out before the bill comes. Yeah, cutting out before the bill comes.
Aye, she's got. That's the new method.
For real.
The new meth drops. Yes.
She's betrayed you.
I'm gonna run it up.
No, but don't women go to the toilet or something like that? I'm gonna go to the toilet. See, you've agreed. So they go to the toilet and that, and then they're left with it. No. I'm not saying you do. I'm not saying you do it personally, but I'm saying like
I'll try it. I'll let you guys know in it.
Or they just look at the handbag, innit? Like, what time?
That happened to someone recently, though. There was this lady on TikTok who she came. She went into VQ, I think, and there was these other people that she was like kind of getting along with.
Stella, I watch her videos.
Yeah. And she shout out Stella.
Shout out Stella. Come on.
And she sat with these people. She only got a club sandwich. And then they ran up the bill, and then they cut, and then she had to pay. She was like, "No, I'm not paying." She got banned from every. It wasn't
and
just
clubs,
from there. Every club,
clubs,
every for 7 years.
Every club for
every
7 years.
For 7 years.
She said,
"Yeah,
I'm not paying. I didn't order all this stuff. It was them, and then they left."
But I would have given them their phone numbers, addresses, locations.
She just met them there.
Yeah, she just met them.
The club would have snitched.
And because they take her ID, they can mark against her ID like she's banned.
Oh, she she's fucked. She's not getting anywhere.
No, no, she's unbanned now. She's unbanned. So congratulations, Stella.
That's a horrible experience,
Stella,
though. Imagine. You bought a club sandwich, you went there, cost of living sandwich. Crisis, and then you just come out. Right? You get me?
You
come
bread out. And ham.
That's it, bread and ham.
And you get a one grand.
Literally.
Don't die for a bread sandwich, bro. A club sandwich.
Stella, don't die for it again.
Exactly.
Has anyone ever been in them situations, though, when you're going on a budget, and then you.
They want to split the bill as well. Then one's there. And they're ordering fucking steak and lobster, and you're there with your fries.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
I don't think I've.
One person that
balling,
is notorious
bro.
For this,
no,
and I literally
bro.
Will be like, "I'm letting you know now. I'm taking cash, and that's as good as it gets. You are not getting any more from me." Mm.
Wait,
no.
What's happened? I think I've got the question wrong. What was the question?
Someone take his vodka away from him right now.
I'm talking about something. That's
his own convo in his head.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, what was?
Let's go back to yesterday, guys. Okay, you
can
currently
we get the answers because I don't know. I can't
go for the answers.
Yeah, fuck it, gone.
Talking about your ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running late.
Mm-hmm.
Coming on too strong.
Mm, okay.
Where are we going
chatterbox.
Tonight?
Coming on.
Your mind.
Your
mind.
As in talking too much.
Talking too much. Not giving the other person a chance to
also
get
their
wedding.
I think, I agree.
Yeah, that means
forgetting
sharp,
their wallet. Forgetting.
I must start doing
I've
that.
I've never done
too.
That, you know. I've never done that.
No.
That's a bit embarrassing.
Bro, Apple Pay that.
Yeah,
bro,
Apple Pay. That might decline as well, you know.
Looking at other men or women.
Okay. I kind of said that, like, thinking. We kind of said that. Nah. Yeah,
you was on
revolt.
What did you say?
Remember, we were kind of like, I mean, I know you said lips and other girls, but before you said that.
I did say,
you said like, two
I said tummy
and
other girls off your own. That's a bit different.
Yeah,
but
it's different, but still.
That's different.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, eyes are wondering.
Bad hygiene.
Okay. Bad breath.
Yeah.
So.
That's a decent list. I feel like it could be better. I'll give it 7 out of 10.
No, but those are actually common things, actually. It's actually quite accurate.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I can tell you that some of the things that you did suggest were on the list, but they were a lot further down. Mm. Yeah. So,
okay.
Interesting. Yeah, they were on there. Just
so we're on the right track, basically. Yeah.
Interesting. I feel like I've never been on a bad date, you know.
Chatterbox, though. That's a good thing, though, when someone's a chatterbox, always, right?
I don't think I've been on a bad date in my life, you know. And I'm talking so much, you can't even get on a few bad dates.
Yeah, that's dead.
That's going to be annoying.
No, do you know what? Yeah, that's true. I've been on date. I don't think I've been on a bad date ever, but I've been on dates with people that had poor communication. Mm. Like, they didn't really ask about me. They just But because I just don't really...
But it also works vice versa. I'd say I'm definitely more of a chatterbox. So if someone isn't talking to me, I'll get bored. That's all right. Like, if I'm having to always...
try and fill the space.
Yeah, like, I'm always having to ask questions. Like, can't you ask me something? Like,
yeah, so, I've been on dates with people that don't really ask questions. They just talk about them.
It's a red flag. It's a red flag.
It is a bit red flag. But I don't
you know early, there's no communication in this. Mm. Like, so we've just done it now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Anyway, facts.
Let's spin this wheel.
Let's do it.
Great communication. Is there music playing or am I bugging out?
Historical
shame.
I don't know.
Oh,
dyslexia.
Contagious story.
What is that?
Historical.
Yay!
What the fuck?
I don't know what came over me there. Retell a historical event but with a modern twist. okay. Is it me who's doing this?
Yeah,
one?
No.
You have one?
Wait, no. Go
no,
ahead.
No, go on.
I feel like I'm excited to hear this.
What?
Man like Henry VIII had bear gal on his roster.
Bear gal.
Trust me. Still chopped off their heads though.
Mm.
Yeah.
So bro skipped the whole middle and went straight to the end.
We have to get real. We have to get real with what he did. Like, he did, he chopped off their heads. But yeah, he had their guy.
Straight to the last chapter.
Sorry.
I think I might have one.
The end.
That's it. Yeah, bear gally. That's the muff, bro. I might have one. Okay, so basically, like, there used to be these two blocks, innit? Like, there was, like, England block. And then, actually, there was loads of blocks. There was like America block, England block. But then, like, obviously, Germany block, innit? Like, they weren't really like on business. But then one day, obviously, like, this new guy moved in. Yeah, his name was like Adolf.
Oh,
Adolf to Trapper.
You get me? Man, like
Adolf. Hitter.
There you go.
A dot hitter. That's hot.
A dot hitter. Yeah.
Fuck.
Obviously, like, he used to, like, when he was primary school, he was into painting and that. You get me, like, arts and crafts and that. But then, like,
not that arts and crafts.
No.
Oh.
But then he kind of he started, like, you know, he went like down the country lands and that. You know, he was still, like, like that.
Fair,
and then one day, obviously, he decided to start beef with all the other blocks, like England block,
all of them.
All of them, bro.
Shit.
He was for a reason, though. Was there a reason, though? Because
like,
he just gangster, bro. What a G.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
There's a theme emerging, Morris.
Because there's a reason why he went on beef.
There's a reason why he went, and it's because, like, he weren't fucking with the ops. He didn't like the way the ops looked.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't where they were from and that. So, like, obviously, like,
a bit racist.
Yeah, a bit racist. So, like,
swear like that.
Yeah, he was racist. So, like, he would bring the ops to summer camp and that.
Like, smoke chambers and that.
Like, it wasn't really
came on bear smoke.
It wasn't fun summer camp. They weren't playing ping pong and that. They were going for showers, like good long showers and that. And it wasn't looking good. But then eventually all the other blocks came together and then
the blocks got united.
That's so it actually ended the beef between the other blocks. Like, because America block was like, I don't want to get involved in I got my ops within the country, like I'm not really trying to, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah, they had inter-block beef.
But then they all decided to get involved. And then, like, the Japanese block, for some reason, just randomly went and fucked up some of the guys on
Japanese USA block.
Mad.
Yeah, the Japanese block.
They got Japanese blocks?
Yeah, Japanese blocks. Oh, okay. Yeah, they had blocks. So they went and just, they went and just smoked some American blocks and that. And, like, the American block was like, what the fuck? And they were like, cool, we're getting involved. Fuck A dot hitter. Fuck the rest of them. You get me?
Yeah.
And then they just went around smoking all of them.
Oh, they made a diss track?
Yeah. But
they made a diss track?
They made a diss track, everything.
Really?
They made a diss track. Oh, wow. They were like, listen,
I would love to hear you spit that diss track.
We're gonna insert it. Don't worry.
All right, so
we're
gonna
insert the diss track. But yeah, and then imagine. America block got a planning permission permit so that they could demolish Japan block, like bulldozer and that.
Oh yeah.
Boom, big thing. Bulldozer. Gun. Yeah, bulldozer.
Ah.
Yeah, man. Big thing. But then in the end, yeah, A dot, he fell from the balcony and offed himself.
Wow.
There you go.
Did he actually fall from the balcony though?
Yeah, he fell. Okay. He jumped. Yeah, he jumped and he brought his gal with him. He was like, I'm going, you come with me. And then
on the block. Surprise. Yeah. Well, you did that on the block.
On the block. Because wow. They were just
in front of everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then after Romeo that, they had Romeo and Juliet style, bare romantic and that. And then after that, they had to like split up the block and that, you get me? Oh, like there was West Germany block and then East Germany block.
He left a mixtape, right?
Yeah, he left a mixtape.
Yeah, it's called Mein Kampf.
It's called Mein Kampf. Yeah, yeah. You don't know about Mein Kampf. Allegedly. You get me?
Yeah, it's a bit peak. Allegedly.
I feel like my ancestors are frowning right now. Something gives me that.
Yeah.
Something just gives me that feeling. They're looking down at me right now. Like,
exactly.
We suffered for this thing.
Understands Zomar was A dot.
Hey, bleep that out. Listen. Oh man.
And that was great.
That was my historical retelling.
Oh, that was great. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was true.
I respect it.
Yeah. We'll drop the mixtape in there, or we'll drop the track.
I'm in danger.
Let's go.
Well.
Conspiracies again. This is because you're in the chair.
Why do you I don't want them.
I told you
again.
Already.
Let's try again.
Fucking hell.
Travel.
Okay, sick.
Guys, I'm done. I'm so done. Why is it beeping?
You don't need to leave my squeaky mouth alone, yeah?
Rotisserie chicken.
It's the bottom.
Ooh. One place you really don't want to visit and why?
Russia.
No hesitation.
Russia.
Why and why? Why
not? Because you know Russia don't have no black people there, bro.
Guys, have you just seen what's happened in Sri Lanka?
Listen,
as well?
They don't even like black people.
Have you seen what they did in Sri Lanka?
Oh, what they do?
So, Sri Lanka is revoking visas for Russians who are fleeing, Russians and Ukrainians, I think it is. I can't remember which one of the two, but essentially people who are, I think, yeah, Russians who are fleeing conscription have been going to Sri Lanka and then setting up white-only bars and nightclubs.
Say swear.
Bro, have you not seen it? There's documentaries
in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Oh, it's mad.
Sri Lanka said, get it.
Oh my God.
Bro, it's mad. Like, Russia actually have parades actually where they don't want black people there, bro. Like, it's not, it's a thing. Like, don't.
Yeah.
I've seen, go on BBC Three and watch the thing. It's a mad thing still. I'm not going to Russia, ever. Italy's close on the list as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Italy, I'm not going.
I've heard that from a lot of
people. No, I've been to Italy. I don't like it. I felt the energy. Yeah.
I know black people that have lived in Italy before.
Yeah, exactly. This one is Balotelli, and even he might have a hard time. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I've been there before, actually. I didn't like it, bro. Yeah, I hated it. No, don't go. There's no need. They don't like us.
Yeah,
anyway,
my mum had a bad experience.
But I think it's just worth it to go and then so that way you see the country for yourself.
When you go and you see it for yourself, you understand because I went there and you feel the tension.
No, but because I've heard so many times as well that it's terrible. And I know Europe is. I know that Europe is terribly racist, though.
Parts of Europe are terribly racist. Yeah. There's more that's open. Yeah. And there's parts that I thought would be racist and it's not racist.
Yeah, like, about Croatia.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Croatia, Slovakia.
Apart from one situation that happened in Poland, we're in the hotel, and then I think went on a ski trip to Poland. Yeah, this is like a business thing, business trip all went on, and
you're early, mate. What are you saying, right? Good morning.
Yeah, so we went on a ski trip to Poland.
That's why Russia don't let us in.
Bro said 2 hours. But we went on a ski trip to Poland, like a business trip, yeah? And then, so we went in the hotel lobby. There was like 40 of us on this trip. And there was like 10, 15 black people. We're probably the only 10 black people in the whole of Poland at this point. So some drunk Polish guy walks into the hotel. He just looks to his left. Sees melanin, decides to just go nigga 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 nigga.
Whoa!
So we were like, where do we go from here? We've got a few options.
But when you're in there, when you're in their territory, there's no options, bro. That's
so the option
is,
we went for was I'm going to turn around and continue my conversation.
Yeah, because really and truly, I've been to Poland. The same thing happened to me. Not the nigga nigga thing, but it was on the line of that, you know what I mean? Like, why are you not speaking our language, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I thought like isolated, bro. I was like, raw, this is, but I like Poland. Poland's not bad.
That, lovely, great people.
Lovely country, yeah, great place.
Cześć, dobrze, dobrze. Shout out my Polish people.
Dobrze, dobrze.
What does that mean?
Right, no bragging, mate.
It's like, hi, how are you? Then it's okay, okay.
But it's not as bad as, I swear, I'm not going to Russia though. Russia's the only, yeah. No, I'm not going to Russia.
I wouldn't go to Russia.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to Russia because you're black.
Type shit.
Yeah.
African countries are the same. I'm in Morocco. They're calling me is it? Serena Williams, Beyonce, calling my boyfriend Michael B. Jordan.
Oh.
So it's not just.
Yeah. Morocco, I didn't really have anything negative in Morocco.
Yeah, Morocco, I understand though. It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's it.
Have you ever been to Asia? And you get that in Asia as well?
I've been to Asia.
Oh,
to be fair, in Asia, I didn't really get much. Tupac.
But man, they're calling me Tupac out there. Do I look like Tupac?
Fucked.
Do I look like Tupac?
Nah.
Then there we go. 50 Cent. I got 50 Cent one time as well. It's mad.
They take pictures of you.
Like, they take selfies. You feel famous.
Wait, where does she teach? What country is she in?
Shanghai.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing, I would
fucking
rather
hell, that's crazy.
East Asia where people are curious than places like Russia or Italy where people are like outwardly hateful. Like you said, just go and experience the country. I want to be sitting at a bus looking at a view, but knowing that the lady behind me is kissing her teeth every time I open my mouth, it just derails the whole
experience.
Yeah,
but I think it's such a shame that they ruin it because it's like, for me, wouldn't it be like, it's best to go and just fuck him? Like, I want to be here. I want to enjoy, like, fuck you and what you think. Do you know what I mean?
I hear it, but 22.
I don't know. Like, I'm asking because I haven't personally experienced it myself. For
if there's someone I know is extremely racist, I feel like.
Yeah. You feel it. You feel it.
Of course.
It's equivalent. I'm not going to win.
No, I hear it.
Yeah, you don't feel welcome. You actually feel it.
I don't want to spend my money.
Yeah, word.
I think the only equivalent feeling that I've had in the UK is as a woman of colour walking into any Wetherspoons anywhere. That feeling of when them pensioners are just looking at you and they're following you.
What does that go back to? The old white woman thing that I'm saying, it goes back to it because the trauma is real. Like, you go certain places and you just feel like you're not welcome.
No, I get it.
Harvester, Wetherspoons, don't. Like, you just. Listen, it's mad.
No,
it's mad.
I get the only feeling I have comparable is like being Jewish and like, because it's not something that you can see on me.
Yeah, it's different.
But obviously, when you do experience that, I understand like it's probably a similar feeling. But
no, but it's funny to explain to someone that's not of color and then go into a situation with you because they're so oblivious to it, but you have to kind of announce it and say, actually, this is a mad thing for me. Like, when I go with like workmates to the pub, I'm like, I feel uncomfortable. I don't want to walk into a pub right now. Do you know what I mean? In some certain situations, it just doesn't feel nice. But anyway, that's deep. Let's carry on.
Exactly. We've maxed out our budget for deep. Racism, International Women's Day.
I'm done. Should we do conspiracy?
Let's
just do
ours.
Yeah,
cool. Might as well, man.
So something light.
What do you think is the most commonly believed conspiracy theory? We probably touched on this a little bit.
Commonly
believed.
Illuminati.
Illuminati, flat earth, moon landing.
Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle. Isn't a moon landing, it's not a conspiracy though, really, is it? You think it's a conspiracy because that's your personal thing, isn't it?
I said it's the only one that I slightly can understand though. So out of all of those, that's probably the one.
No,
where
but
I'm
I
like,
think it is quite a big one. There was like a documentary thing on Netflix about did they really land on the moon? Like, it is a thing.
JFK being assassinated.
Yeah, I'd say between Illuminati.
So what
you
saying? He's walking around in Bali.
Top two.
Uh-huh.
Say that. What's the alternative? He's like JFK's walking around in Bali.
No. Like, who assassinated him?
Oh, I see.
Is Tupac still alive? Is Michael Jackson still alive? Is anyone still alive? All of them ones.
Again, is Tupac walking around in Bali? Are they all in the same island?
In Bali, yeah.
They're just in Bali. Like, they're just all walking around the same island, the Maldives. They're just walking around.
Don't make me shit myself, though. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that video on YouTube. You might have watched it when you were a bit younger, but it's when Michael Jackson died. And there's that video where it's like these CNN guys, they're recording in his house. And there's like a ghost of him walking
By the fireplace. By the fireplace or something like that. And he's walking past.
Young girl must start tweaking when he saw that. I'd be so
literally, bro.
Yeah.
But what would be funny, you know that thing, the Doppler effect, when it's like an ambulance goes past and goes wee 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 wee. Imagine if it was just Michael Jackson. That would make that video 10 times funnier.
Is it string theory?
Doppler effect.
Yeah. That's it. Sorry.
It's like, come on. I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm really. Can you imagine that?
If Michael is dead, he's rolling in his grave right
oh
now.
Oh my god.
Rolling. Oh man.
Yeah. Is it because we don't want to believe that they're dead because of how iconic they were?
Yeah, I that's think
what
so.
I think that's I what think he's dead people, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still that with Nipsey Hussle a bit. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it comes yeah. with this, there's this idea that humans need answers to everything and anything that they can't explain, they either put down to God or they put down to some kind of like deep dive conspiracy theory that like
like
it's
a
whole
can't
network.
Be real.
Yeah. It's the stages of grief, though, isn't it? Denial is one of them.
It's denial.
And people are like, nah, they ain't dead. The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd say that's less of a conspiracy, though. That's more of a theory.
Conspiracy. You think?
It's just. I think it's just a theory, though.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
It's a theory, yeah. So I don't think it's a
conspiracy.
Yeah,
I've
been told I need to see Jesus.
But to be fair, the Big Bang Theory, I think. I feel like the Big Bang Theory was disproven recently, wasn't it? Was
not necessarily because
about like a few years ago
cosmic microwave background radiation.
Yeah,
I don't think that.
No, but that's not.
I don't think that God and Big Bang Theory don't go hand in hand. I think there can be a Big Bang Theory where there also being a God. You know what I mean?
Would you say that again?
I think there can be a Big Bang Theory while there's also a God.
Yeah.
Now, me personally,
please explain. Explain.
Necessarily believe in God because God could have caused the Big Bang Theory.
No, because in Genesis 1, yeah, God spoke and then there was so.
Yeah, but it also says go kill gay people in the Bible. So.
Wait, where did it say that? No. Let's. It doesn't say that.
Does it not say
no,
like,
let's get the facts right. Let's watch. It doesn't say
that.
Doesn't it
sentence?
Say you should stone gay people?
No, it doesn't say that. Don't listen to TikTok, bro.
I don't listen to TikTok.
Jesus loves you, bro. Don't do that, man.
Listen. I'm sure it says in the Bible.
Like, we'll get back Jewish.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. But you know,
in the Bible, there's a story. Like,
I don't know what part was translated into that.
Jewish propaganda.
Listen, that's great. Listen.
Right, listen. Listen, don't start signing with A.Hitter, okay?
I
don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
It's completely wrong. There's none of that in the Bible. Stone
over
stone.
Many debates that apparently.
I think that's where people, like New Age people, take things from the Bible and they turn it into something that supports their type of ideology.
But that's what I'm saying. Some people say that not everything, even some modern Christians say, you shouldn't follow everything that's in the Bible because it's kind of outdated.
Yeah, but and I'm sometimes, not working on the Sabbath.
But sometimes, that example as well. Yeah,
that's different. That's
or it says it's a sin to be gay, doesn't it?
No, it says man shall not lie with man.
There's a lot, but we don't want to go verbatim on it because you know.
But then that's what I'm saying exactly.
But it doesn't say it doesn't say stoning gay people. Okay, that's not what we're not putting that out there. Jesus loves you.
Maybe that's why I'm getting confused.
But even then, that was more the Jew. Like that's that back then. Jesus loves you. Yeah. Get in your Bible.
No,
you learn
fine.
Together.
I'm not a student
saying,
on the Bible.
I just have to let declare it.
I could be. Look, I'm probably wrong. I'm not a student of the Bible. But does it not say something about sin and about being gay? Something like that, along the lines of that. Like,
it's a deep topic.
No, but that's the point I'm using to support. Like, yes, it says in the Bible, like God. What is it? God spoke, and then there was.
Yes,
but that's the same thing as them saying it's gay to.
No,
it's
but
a
he's
sin
talking about in the sense of like the Big creating Bang Theory.
Yeah, creating
God
the earth.
Said, but then let there be light, and there was light.
But exactly, could that not have been the Big Bang Theory? Say that again, sorry.
Let there be light.
It could have been on that basis.
I
don't necessarily
of course the Big Bang Theory because they don't want to give it to God but maybe it was
I don't necessarily believe in a God but I don't think it's impossible for there to be a God in a Big Bang Theory
because
like I said cosmic microwave background radiation is kind of proof of the Big Bang. It's a picture of the universe, the observable universe.
Single point, basically.
Yeah,
that proves,
and it's a picture of the observable universe expanding.
So for sure. No, I heard that point. That makes sense.
I don't necessarily
think
they can't.
You also just have to take into account that, in regards to other holy books, the Bible is one of the most changed.
Yeah,
its original transcript has been created again and again and again. So the original writing is very loose.
Yeah.
Whereas like the Quran, which is pretty much
okay, but just on that point, we're not going to get into religious debates here, but just on that point, the King James Version is not the most translated. There's also, and if you think about it, later on in
the
Bible, let me cook.
Sorry, my bad.
Because I love Jesus. All right. In the timeline, like we think about where the actual line of Islam has started. Think about it. Yeah. And in Islam, they do claim Jesus. He is a prophet. Okay, so then there is lineage, right? Mm. There's lineage, and there is things that are together within that. Yeah. Mm. So we're just going to leave it on that point there, and we'll put a pin in it, right? If you want to get back into
that's
it.
That's a great idea. Yes. That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah, let's just do that, all right?
Yeah. I'm not in a place to debate religion. I don't know much about
it. It's fine.
I wonder why they're selling versions.
That's a whole other debate. If you want to start a Bible study, you can.
That's a good question.
We can start a Bible study.
No, we're not doing that right now.
No, we're not. Okay.
So we're gonna spin the wheel again.
We're not getting to that on the drive home.
Go back to this later.
Word.
This has been a chaos.
It's been chaos. I love it. Yeah. Mazel tov.
Mad chaos today. I can't lie, bro.
I don't care.
No, but I like it. Sometimes it's good to touch on a bit of controversy. You know what I mean? Like, some opinions. Spinal. Spinal.
Name the most popular karaoke songs.
Wonderwall. Shout out my Oyin Boys out there.
Well, you know what? I love that. Can I just say that's not on the list?
There's a list.
Wonderwall's not there.
No, it's not there.
Who made us the list?
Seven.
There's seven on the list.
And why are they?
I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Yes, that is on the list.
What?
Uptown Girl, Billy Joel.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Nope. What's that one?
Uh-uh.
Wannabe? No.
Uh-uh.
Is it that one? No.
Nope.
Nah.
Britney Spears, Toxic.
Nope.
I shout South London. Gigs talking the hardest.
That should be on there, but it's not.
National anthem.
Bullshit.
Oh, how does it go?
The list is invalid now.
That's a Gen Z version. No, that's the Gen Z version.
Yes. Null and void.
Twilight.
That's the King James version of that list.
That's not on there.
No, you're 1,000 years. 1,000 years. You're so close. Oh. But no.
Guys, there's another one. There's another version of something like that.
Damn.
You're close.
So close.
You're so close.
What was it? What was
touching it.
You are touching it.
What was the song you were singing, Ri?
1,000 years.
A thousand miles.
Yes.
Wait, can we do it together?
And I need you. And I miss you. You guys are missing a very big one.
Now I
want. If I could walk into
your sky. Okay.
Would
pass me by. Oh, you know
I walk 1,000 miles.
If I
could just see you tonight. Do you know the remix of that? Who wants, who I smoke, no baby. You know they did the cat.
I don't smoke on no one.
You got five more.
Fucking, what's another track? Alkaline Moving Mountains.
No.
The list is shit.
Did you say Alkaline most Moving Mountains?
Popular. What was the question? Most popular karaoke song.
Your vagina. Is that one?
Justin Bieber Baby.
No.
Fucking.
You guys are just behind the years. You got to go back a bit.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
I had a little Gary Neville voice break there. Ooh.
So wait, what have we said? I Will Always Love You.
I don't remember.
Bohemian Rhapsody. 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles.
You got three more.
And then
wait, so we've got
four more. Sorry, four more.
What was the last one we just said?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is there any other Queen songs on that?
Yes. No, there isn't. There isn't.
Is there any ABBA songs?
No.
Damn.
You
never know.
I'm going to say.
Give us a
there
clue.
Is a boy band group in there.
Oh, when I Want It That Way.
Yes.
Oh. There you go.
Ain't nothing.
But that was terrible. Let's just. Let's run it back.
All right. And there's also a very famous English song.
Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that it? Is that everything?
And there's also a very famous artist who. I don't want to give it away, but there's a very famous.
Is it Michael Jackson?
American artist.
Michael Jackson, I'm guessing.
No, it's not
this
artist.
This one's for the ladies in the club.
Yeah, the ladies in the club.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Single ladies.
Yes. There we go. You guys have got the list.
Say what you're going to say.
What are you going to say? My neck, my back.
My poo-tang and my crack.
But I said this one for the ladies.
That's an anthem. Is that anthem?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever seen how rowdy people get in the club when that song comes out?
I know, I'll be getting rowdy in that club. In the club to that song.
I listen.
She making me freaky.
She making me freaky.
You know what it is?
You know what it is?
Oh man.
Wait, how many more do we have left?
None. That's it, it's done.
That's it.
We're so good at this, man.
Right? Fuck.
You guys took ages to actually answer that. You got bare questions wrong.
I stopped belittling us.
So I just let you know.
Life and goals. Let's go.
Don't tell me that I ain't spinning that wheel.
Tell us a memory you haven't shared with anyone here, good or bad.
Come on, Simon.
Me. It's hard because I'm putting Pompon on the spot. I've got loads of trauma.
It doesn't have to good be trauma.
No, but good or bad.
Bros, I've got loads of trauma.
I don't know because just I just tried to erase things and put it back in my mind.
I hear it.
Even the good stuff.
No, the good stuff stays. But.
So talk about the good stuff.
Oh, man. Life's been interesting, you know.
Life's been interesting for real.
Life's been mad interesting.
Well, no, let's move on to the question. Ed, you answer that.
Why the fuck have I got to answer it for?
No, because I can't.
Okay, anyone.
Anyone, yeah,
a memory
please.
You haven't told anyone in this room that's good or bad.
I love how you lot are also negative, man. You lot all think about negative things straight away. Why don't you think about something positive?
My brain is thinking of bare great shit right now.
Go on.
Be so
go on.
Share with the
tell
group
us something.
Crickets.
No.
Again.
He's just watching Shrek in his head.
That could be a great memory though.
Yeah, I'll be real. I don't know why I feel like my brain does this on purpose. You know when I'm meant to under think pressure of something really
yeah,
important?
Yeah, yeah.
It just does the it, my brain just defaults to the monkey cymbals clapping in my brain. Like my brain actually can picture it
but
right
I
now.
Think that's natural human nature that we do is that. It? We don't
we just
actually
think about monkeys clapping.
No.
Okay.
Bananas clamoring.
Fairs. Okay then.
That's low-key racist, bro.
Wait, who called me a monkey? Was it him?
No, no, I'm saying we always go to the negative instead of thinking about gratitude.
That is human nature.
Positive.
Yeah. That is definitely
nature.
Human nature.
So
okay,
it's
I have
difficult
a memory.
Go
a good one that I haven't shared. I don't think I've shared with anyone. And this is a really happy memory for me. Love I remember that. The day that my dad and stepmom told me I was going to be a big sister.
Ooh,
that was
nice
a really
brilliant
happy memory.
Yeah, that's a nice
that's
very
cute.
They told me that I had a surprise and they were going to take me somewhere. No idea. I was like, how old was I? I was 10.
Oh, you must have thought you were going like McDonald's or something.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Disneyland. Cool. Yeah. Hopping in the car, I'm like, yeah, let's get it. We pull up to some place, we walk out. I'm like, where are we? We walk in and they were like, okay, just sit. Your appointment is like, we'll come and get you when it's time for your appointment. And then we walk into the room, my stepmom gets on the bed, and I'm so confused because I've never been in that setting before, so
yeah.
I have no idea what an ultrasound is or anything.
Of course, yeah.
And then they obviously show the ultrasound on the screen, and then they're like, there's a baby, and I'm like, what? What do you mean?
Whose baby's that?
What baby? And they're like, yeah, there's a baby in your stepmom's tummy, and I'm like, I cried hard.
That's
I was like, I'm going to be a sister.
She's turned out to be
quivering, bro.
Damn.
So yeah, that's a really
that's
good
a lovely
one.
Memory.
That's, cute,
man.
That's a great memory.
That's very cute.
Yeah, it's great.
That's I didn't even know you had a younger sister.
Brother. I have
brother.
Two.
Brother.
I have two brothers.
Oh damn! I actually didn't even know that. Well,
did
I did. I think I did because
no,
I've seen a video.
Bro, you must have. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very forgetful. I forget a lot of things.
Just forget everything about your family and your life.
That's why I can't think of no happy.
The day
memories.
I passed my driving test.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's probably the best memory ever. Right?
Happy
so
memory.
The day I passed my driving test. Mm. Not testament to what driving is now because it's peak in London. Like
trenches.
That
bro.
Was yeah. It's a trenches, bro. But that was probably one of the best memories. Like
I'm sure you loved it when you passed yours as well.
You're saying it like I failed. I've never failed a test in my life. Any test ever.
So you got the pink card?
Don't ask questions. Basically, okay, cool. Now I have to explain. Basically, I learned how to drive in Leeds, yeah? When I lived up there.
Mm.
Done my theory. Mm. Booked my test. Obviously done my lessons. Knew how to drive. Cool. Then lockdown. That's when lockdown hit. So all the tests got cancelled. So I was like, I couldn't do my test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then my theory expired. So I just got pissed off. So I got a car and allegedly someone started driving without a license in Leeds and Sheffield. Allegedly innit? Someone did that.
Well, county
don't
lines.
Who the fuck would do that? That's crazy.
Yeah, county lines and all that.
But yeah, obviously in London it's crazy doing that, so that's
yeah.
That's
you heard
wait
that,
what the fuck did you just say?
I said county lines and all that. You carry on.
Hell no. Whoa,
bro, do you remember your favorite? Do you remember your catchphrase?
Door,
bro, you remember your catchphrase? Do you remember your catchphrase? Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, yeah, I saw drugs. Who said that?
Yeah, anyway,
not me.
Nah, but yeah, that's there we go. So that's the story of my driving.
Do you remember the day you passed your test?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And how was that for you?
It was relief. I had to pass because of my job. Yeah, an old job I had. I had to drive up down the country, like, basically every week. So I thought, I can't keep getting the train, like, in the middle of nowhere to all these places. There's one. It felt like... I know, like, it literally felt like, you know, them get out type of places, like, you're just in the middle of nowhere, like, country club, like if there's a murderer at your door, you're fucked. There's nowhere to run.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I need to drive. Passed the test first time, and I was like, yeah, boy.
First time, yeah? All right, say no more.
Yeah, I did still, yeah.
Carry on.
And another great memory I have is the day we launched this podcast. I'm red because it's fucking hot. You guys always want the AC on in this room, man. Nice. The heating, sorry. But yeah, that's my memory. Does anyone else have anything else to share?
Wait, is a question of memory you haven't shared with anyone in this room?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Good or bad?
The day I met you guys.
Now I'm going red for real.
Why no one believed me though? No one said aw. No one said aw.
Aww.
Yeah, good times, man. Good times.
I'm a fucking thing, love me.
God damn it.
Oh, oh man.
Fuck
it. I have to be mindful of that this time, innit?
What's time saying? Have we got enough time to spend one more time?
I think we
can. We just talk about one more thing, the Anthony Joshua fight last night. Did you guys watch it?
Yes.
Guys, are you gone?
Smoked.
Because before we spin any wars, just because he just said, I'm gonna fuck you, love me. On the mat, trying to say. Yeah.
He folded.
That was great. Bro, turn him. Well done, Anthony Joshua. You have.
Well done, AJ.
Shout AJ.
You've been working with Derek.
If you want to bring us to the fight,
building the foundations. So whatever fight they bring in, you're smoking with us. Stay humble.
I hear it, man. No, if you want to bring us to Saudi next time, we're here. We're ready, innit?
Yeah, Dominic.
Dominic. Yeah.
Dominic, chat to your boy AJ, bro.
Come on.
So the new question is, yeah, would you get a punch from Anthony Joshua or would you get it from Mike Tyson?
Anthony Joshua.
AJ over Mike Tyson, 100.
AJ.
100, bro.
So you're saying you'd rather get knocked out by Mike Tyson or Anthony Joshua?
AJ.
AJ.
Why? Are you saying he's just very different?
Mike Tyson
in his prime.
Bro, I'm turning into a vegetable.
Okay, on that note then, Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul soon, right? So what do you think about that?
He's 57 years old. He still looks good for his age.
But do you think he's going to knock out Jake Paul?
I don't think Jake Paul will beat him.
I think he'll win at least.
Yeah. No, but what if it's a fix?
I think he'll knock him out.
What do you think is a fix? Because you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's an exhibition fight.
I hear it.
No, but I don't want it to be dead, man. I my memories of Mike Tyson, my good memories are very good. I don't want that to happen for this new YouTube.
Yeah, but he's 57, man.
Yeah, he's a fucking old man.
But he looks good at 57.
He looks good, but he does like a handful of shrooms every hour.
Yeah.
As well. Okay, well, I guess we'll find out.
He's kind
of done out.
In the next episode.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see what happens in it, and we'll get back to you.
I'm a fucking, do you love me?
We'll see.
Well, that's wrapping up everything for this episode, guys. But like we said in the beginning, if you haven't seen any of our previous episodes, just make sure you check them out. Like, follow. You can see us on TikTok, on Instagram, just about everywhere else. But from Idiots Anonymous, goodbye.
Peace out.
Send us your fucking questions as well.
Lovely.
We're still rolling on this camera, Omar. We're still rolling. No, I'm joking. Go on.